Good morning, Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Yeah. My name is Took, and similar to my friend Dave, I'm about gifting and communal art and communal space and pickling and social justice, things connected to social justice.
What is pickling?
What isn't pickling? You can pickle anything. I mean, when I came in here and I saw those jars of pickles, I was like, yeah. Well, I don't know, I might have to take a sniff. They look good. Yeah.
What the hell is pickling and why are you pickling things?
No, I pickle things on the side. So Toots Cukes, I have like a side hustle where I pickle obviously like cucumbers and garlic, okay. But like, you know when you cut open a pepper, like it's just a regular pepper?
Yeah.
And there's that little like fetus inside.
Okay.
Like that little, you know, like clings inside and you're like, what the hell is this? If you get enough peppers and you break them open and you gather all those fetuses and then I put them in a little jar and I sell them as little pickled fetuses. And people love it.
That's awesome. So how do you get into pickling out of all things?
You know what? I love a salty snack.
Yeah?
As is everyone, I think.
Okay.
And then I watched a YouTube video years ago and was like, this shit is so easy. And you can pickle everything.
Right.
You can pickle the tips of like the pine trees, you know, when they get that fresh growth that's green. You can just pickle that.
Yeah.
You can pickle meat. I don't pickle meat for your fans. Mostly just vegetables, but I've pickled it all.
Okay. That's wild. I've never met somebody who ever was excited or wanted to talk about pickling, so I was like, I'm jumping on this topic.
Okay, then I did something else with pickles.
Yeah.
So I love a good pun. So I turned a bunch of famous people into pickle people. So we all know Pickles Cage, so I made Pickles Cage stickers. And then I made Rue Polyflower, so it's Rue with like her cauliflower head.
Yeah.
And I have Kirk Kalima Bean and Tomato Hanks and Paul Spud instead of Rudd. I have like 30 of them.
What about Beats by Dre?
See? Beattie. It doesn't, White, I have Beattie White instead of Betty White.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
And so where do you sell these pickle-based products and maybe stickers?
Totally stickers. Stickers, pins, patches,
you can
ornaments.
Buy all this stuff.
Yeah, girl.
Where do you buy this from?
Okay, so I have an Instagram called Took's Cukes, and I have an Etsy shop, which is a little more obscure, but that's it. Anyways, but yeah, so then I do markets in Edmonton, but if I had incentive to come up to Fort Mac, I'd be slaying pickles down here.
Okay, we'll make,
slinging and slaying those pickles.
Okay.
Laying it down.
Yeah.
Wow, pickle
rig. We'll find an opportunity for
we'll
you somewhere.
Yeah, we'll
line
that up for
sure. Pickle is cage.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Now,
why not?
The easy thing that I should have asked you first, and I think most people were thinking it, that I was going to ask you first, is your name.
Oh, I didn't think that people would ask that.
It's a very unique name. Mm. You gave it to me last night when we met.
Right.
And because we were setting up, I didn't have time to, like, get into this one. Please. We got time. Explain your name in depth, please.
In depth?
Yeah.
All right, folks, here we go. It's Finnish. It's my last name. So it's Tukimaki. It's Finnish. I think it actually means pile of wood. It's not very exciting. It's actually rare in Finland as well. It's not like a super common name, but we've got that Mackie in, so you kind of know it's legit, I guess. Or I'm Japanese, but I've been told I'm Finnish.
Okay.
So I just go by Mac. Or sorry, Tuk. Mac's the lab.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've just been that since high school. It was just easier because my first name is very drab and boring.
Right.
Not even worth mentioning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah, my wife's name, her name is Ethna.
Whoa.
Yep, Irish.
Ethna.
Ethna.
Spelled
E-I-T-H-N-E.
Oh, was that a nightmare for her in Canada?
Yeah. But then we went over to Ireland and she was just like, Ethna K.
Oh my God.
Like, there
right.
was
There's
that
so
many Ethnas over there. You're just like, That's weird. What's weirder, though, is, like, none of them have left. Like, they all stayed on the island, so it's not like...
They want to be known.
Yeah, yeah, they just, like to stay there. So, yeah, names are really interesting to me, so...
There is one... There's, like, a derelict amusement park in Finland called Tukimaki, but instead of T-U, it's T-Y.
Yeah.
And it is some horror movie shit. Like, it's all rusted and broken down, and I was like, yeah, that is my... That's my amusement park.
Yeah, that's your claim to fame.
Yeah, it's like Tetanus City.
Yeah.
Get your pickle from a big pickle barrel, put your dirty paw in there, get your pickle, and ride your tetanus roller coaster, and have a good time.
That's hilarious. That is so wild that you like to pickle and like you're going back to it. Like, I love your passion for pickling.
I love pickles.
Yeah, you could tell right when you did your introduction, like when I listen to how people introduce themselves, that's how I kind of begin what we're going to talk about, because we don't prepare for this.
Oh, I mean, I'm not a one trick pony. I also love cheese, but I don't want to eat all your time with that.
Now, are you pickling cheese?
No, but I eat pickles and cheese like late at night in the shower. That's another thing. I like to eat food in the shower.
Really?
Okay. So you have kids,
yes,
right?
How many do you got? Just one.
Well, that's still a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, so you know how, like,
he's a handful.
I don't get a lot of time to myself.
Okay.
So what are my favorite things to do? I love food. Obviously, pickle problem here.
Yeah.
Shower, safe space. No one's going to bother mom in the shower. Hop in that shower, grab my pickle snacks, grab my cheese, get that little TikTok video going, do some scrolling, munching, scrubbing. You just gotta watch out where the hands are going, you know what I mean? You don't wanna get sick.
What else have you eaten?
But you're in a bath, are we talking bath or shower?
I can do both.
Wow.
If we're doing a bath, it's more of a full meal.
Okay,
showers.
That's what I want. I can sign off on any wild eating in a shower or in a bath. I've never participated, but I can get my mind to that place.
I think you could.
In a shower, though?
Do you have like a little ledge?
Yeah, but like if you're eating crackers, they're getting soft and
moldy. I agree.
Yeah.
Get Triscuits, they can hold up longer.
Yep.
They are built for liquids. You can dip them in the pickle juice, which is my favorite salty snack.
Okay.
And then just pop them in. But I agree, I've learned the hard way. Don't take in a bowl of spaghetti in the shower.
Yeah.
There's too much going on.
I feel like nobody told you this. I feel like this is all self-learned information.
Yeah.
Oh, no one told me this. Yeah. But now the kids do it. They'll like snack time and tub time before bed.
Yeah.
Usually with kids, it's fruit, because let's face it, it's wet and disgusting, and they'll drop an orange in the...
It's a genius idea.
Yeah.
Like if you're eating like a mango or something, or a
100%.
Melon, eat it in the bathtub.
And if it falls in the tub and you don't want to retrieve it, which I totally get, then you have this like beautiful aroma tub, and it's like homeopathic healing.
I can sign off
on
that.
Start with citrus. Start with citrus.
But the showering and eating?
Ease yourself into shower eating. Start with citrus.
This is what I say to everyone. Citrus or like a beer. Like wine in the
tub. We've all had a drink.
Beer in the shower.
Of course.
Get that road pop in the shower.
Yeah.
Scrub your pits. Get ready for your date.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but the eating.
And eventually you'll get to like a hot dog on a stick, corn dog. You work your way up to like ramen.
Are you telling me you've eaten corn dogs in the shower?
I mean, I don't do a ton of meat. But I have had sandwiches. I mean,
Excuse me? I haven't had.
I'm saying.
A sandwich?
I really, really like it.
Yeah.
Like my nighttime snack.
Do you like,
showering.
Where do you put the sandwich?
Yeah, do you back the water? Like,
wet.
How's the water hitting you and not
eating
the sandwich?
Yeah, you can't go face first. That's a beginner's error. You're not eating in the shower. Don't be. That's
what, like, see?
That's what it sounds like.
No,
yeah.
When you're taking that bite, you're really working the back and getting that heat and the relaxation on the back end.
Where does the sandwich go when you go face first? Are you done it by this time?
Typically, I bring in a Tupperware and it sits on the shelf.
Okay, so you're Tupperware.
But I'm not gonna lie, sometimes during shower prep, I've eaten half the sandwich because I'm so excited about it.
Okay, but like, no, you're Tupperwaring it. That's, I thought you were like loose sandwich in the shower.
But you could, like if it's a pickled egg or a pickle, you can just hold that shit in the water.
But the bread.
Agreed. Bread is not my go-to snack
in the shower. Yeah, because it gets
moist.
You
need to think these things through. And I have made some terrible, terrible errors.
Okay, what's the worst error you've made? I gotta know.
Oh my gosh, bowls of soup? That shit just fills with water. Ramen? That's not good. I've had lasagna in the tub, and I will tell you this, I am not using one of those tub boards. I am raw dogging this shit, holding it with my hand, eating lasagna in a... You drop one of those noodles, those are thick and not cheap. You gotta retrieve it. And if you don't retrieve it and eat it, then you have to, when the drain goes, you still have to retrieve it. You can't leave those noodles in there. What are people gonna think? So there's some meals, like, don't... Like, anything you have to cut, I've realized, like steak. Don't do steak in the tub. It's too much. You got the juices. You got the...
Well, with no plate, where are you putting the plate?
Well, no, I'll have a plate, but what I'm saying is I don't have, like, those boards, which is what I need.
Where's the plate going if you're...
Side of the tub, or when I was pregnant, you just sort of... Just... You know what I mean? Like, the island itself would kind of shovel it... Shovel it all
in.
Wouldn't a steak be fine if you just, like, are not using a knife and fork? Why don't you just, like, eat it
See? Now we're thinking along the same lines. When you just hold it, it's much easier.
Handle I would have food. Pre-cut the steak and then eaten like...
No, because then you got to deal with all the bites. See, like, you just take the steak whole and then you just eat it as you want. You have one thing to do.
I mean, I've done that with like pepperoni sticks and sausages and stuff like that. Those are great. And a little bit of water. Yeah, that's not going to take the flavor.
I'm on board with like
that you are. You're already thinking about cutting your food up in little chunks, edible sizes.
I can't wait to get like home and have my girlfriend be like, yo, baby, I'm going to have a steak in the shower. Excuse me.
Oh, no, ease into it. Because by the time you get to steak, you don't want to turn any heads in your house.
Yeah.
You know, I'll just be like, okay, I'm grabbing my snack cup. Cups are helpful instead of bowls.
Yeah.
And Mark's like, no question. You know, wake up the next morning, there's a bag of chips in the bathroom or whatever, it's empty. She had her snack in the shower. Life is good.
I take long showers.
So do I. Hence, we need the food.
Yeah.
Add it in there. Like, get all the goods at once.
It's kind of wild. Like, depending on, and I'm thinking about my shower, like, I can come out, if it hits my back, I can come out. I got a window ledge. So, like,
girl, you know? And I could cool off your food, too. Stuff cools.
I wish to one day be passionate about anything as passionately as you are about eating in the shower.
Yeah.
You have to try it.
I'm
good. Start with your citrus. Start with your beers and your wines. You know? And then if you want to get sexy, bring in some chocolate and whipped cream and ice products. But I don't know, man. I'm more of a salty person myself, so.
I'm sad I didn't know about this when my little guy was taking baths.
It's never too late to start. He's old enough to shower now, so be like, I peeled a mandarin orange. Here you go. Have a mandarin orange in the shower. We gotta get. And then they'll just think it's normal. Like, my kids, mostly blueberries, grapes, fruits, citruses, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean,
do you eat in the shower?
I did make the mistake of, like, goldfish.
Yeah, because they would just disintegrate.
The tub turned into porridge. It was a disaster. I was like, you're not ready because you have to dry your hand before you go in the cup.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing, and there's a learning curve.
You won me over on Triscuits.
Dude, they like, hold so much liquid and they're so good.
Yep. When you said like at first I'm like, there's no way she's gonna have to work to convince me. And then you just said you could eat Triscuits. I was like, yep, I'm trying that out.
You have any idea how much liquid they hold? Yep. Dip them in pickle juice or soup. It's like, ugh.
Or like shower water.
Yeah. Well, I like I like shower water.
Okay.
Like, I all like right.
You're obviously
water,
some
so
sort of freak already.
That's right.
So I think you can
that's right.
That and
like, I'll take a drink.
There.
Like, I'll wait to be like, get a drink of shower water. It's the best.
Well, there's a drink like, for your meal.
Yeah. One time I was born. My parents were from Guyana, right? So like, when we were down there, they're just like, whatever you do, don't drink the water.
For sure not.
Like, this is not a drill. Don't do it. And so like, I was down there and I lasted like, we were there for a month. And then like on week two, I was like crushing it, only boiled water. And one day I got in the shower and I was just like, and I was like, oh crap, spit it out. I was like, how bad could that be? Well, 72 hours, rough.
Oh no.
Yeah, so long story short, if you're ever in Guyana, South America, don't drink the water.
Similar to my approach with the food, it's sort of a left hand, right hand, know who's doing what kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, like typically I go in eating, and then after I'm eating, I do the washing.
Yes.
I really try not to mix them. So it's about relaxation and eating, maybe some slight doom scrolling, and then I put it away, get down to business, and by that time I'm warm, I'm full, and I'm ready to go to bed.
Ethna's gonna hate this. She's gonna hate this. Like, my routine in the shower is already, she's like, what the hell is going on in there? Like, you're not that big of a person. I'm just like, yeah, but I like to hang out and relax.
No,
and
wait,
chill.
Can I counter this argument to Ethna, if I may?
Yeah, please.
Ethna, this is a time-saving routine. If he's spending 40 minutes in there, you get him his breakfast burrito, you get him the hot dog, you get him what he needs, and then it's done.
Oh, bad. She ain't
he
gonna
is
get
eating
him.
Fed clean.
She ain't gonna get him shit, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah.
She's not taking
Nor does he deserve her to get him shit.
Like, yeah, I'm simply saying
she's
it's
already
a passover,
a lot
like
of
it's a pass-off to get the baton to get it done faster.
If anybody should be bringing anybody food in this one, it should be Elliot bringing his wife food.
Yeah, facts.
While she's in the shower.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Try it out.
Yeah.
With an orange.
Yeah.
Here's some strawberries. I don't know.
Don't show her this. Just randomly bring her an orange when she's in the shower.
Yeah, well, she's not going to, this podcast is not going to air for quite some time, I would imagine.
You have time to lay the
foundation. So I'm going to do it before she sees it.
That's genius. Because you could be like, hey, I heard this is a thing.
Yeah.
Don't say it was from the podcast. And then I can come on and she'll be like, oh shit, you're for real. These people are doing this.
Yeah,
build into it. I think
it'll
this is
be
great.
Funny. That's the funny thing about, like, we film these and then we give it to Pam or she runs a company.
Yeah.
And we don't know when she puts it in order.
Really?
So you could be literally next Monday or you could be 3 months from now.
Oh, I say ease into it so you've got time really.
So hopefully we won't tell Pam anything, but there's a strong likelihood. I'm gonna try it out with fruit. When she's in there, I'll start with like a grape.
It's such a win.
Yeah. Grapes in the shower would be awesome.
Amazing.
Frozen grapes.
Exactly
to start it
what
off.
I was gonna say. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Incredible.
Okay, like, we gotta get off this topic.
Sorry. We just spent 90% of this podcast talking about shower food.
Sorry.
And it has been phenomenal.
It's been a great podcast.
This is a top-tier episode, in our opinion.
Yeah, facts. One of my most interesting guests, hand down. And we've done, like, almost 700 of these. So,
really?
Yeah.
Well, that's a very lovely thing to say.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. It's 100% true.
Yeah, you earned it.
Well, you asked, and I guess I just...
Yeah, wild. All right, so you're here with these guys because you guys give away food for free. Can you explain that a little bit, please?
Yeah, so...
How did they trick you into it is what I want to know.
I know,
or did you
right?
trick them into
Wrestled
it? Like, who knows?
I mean, I don't care for cooking, so it's not... Let me back that up. So the whole, one of the ideas we had behind it is Dave and Marcus have been doing stages for festivals for years and years. And we took a break when we had kids, and then Marcus was ready to jump back in. And we sort of thought about the whole festival scene and the dynamics that are happening there and sort of who becomes the popular kids, if you will. So like, who gets all the attention at festivals? It's the fire spinners, it's the hula hoop girls, it's the DJs, it's all these big people. And there's not a lot of room for introverts or smaller personalities to make an impact. And sort of playing off what Dave was saying is that, you know, this idea to be able to contribute and not be a passive consumer or participant. So we were like, what if we give people an opportunity, because people volunteer to gift food at our stage. We get the money to help support them to do that. Mm. And then you have these introverts who are playing beside DJs in front of hundreds of people and giving away food.
Oh.
And feeling like for the first time they're a rock star without having to tell a joke or be overly sexy or sexual or whatever. And then we realized when we came to Frenzy last year that there was really a harm reduction element to it. Because we saw a lot of kids at like 4 or 5 in the morning that were maybe not their best selves.
Yeah.
And it was like, here, have a peanut butter jelly fried sandwich and you know, have some miso soup, get those electrolytes in. And like, I'm not going to say we literally save lives, but you know, it makes an impact.
You saved my life that night, I'll tell you that. I had one of your grilled cheese sandwiches and trust me, I was in a spot. Like, it was a good one.
Because we don't think about it at festivals, right?
Yeah.
And you don't want to leave the stage. You don't want to leave that moment.
Yeah.
So if we can keep people there and fueled and happy, I really see that as like a, not just a communal effort, but also helping people understand the power of gifting, but also self-care. Like, I get that we're all out here for the weekend, but similar to Dave's advice, like, you got to just pace yourself, guys, because those kids go bananas.
Yeah. Some adults too.
Agreed.
But listen, Tanner tapped his watch. That means we're out of time.
Woo!
But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Triscuits. I don't work for Triscuits, but if you love soups and if you love pickles and if you're a pickle drinker, you've got to soak your Triscuits in that pickle juice for the ultimate sodium packed punch.
There From scratch, go. Sponsored by Triscuits. Let's get it happening.
Yeah. Also, have your cat and dog spayed or neutered.
Yeah.
I don't know. Bob Barker used to say that.
I love it. Well, Fort McMurray would Buffalo the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody else at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Boom.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Yeah.